Residents and local officials gathered at the Crowne Plaza Hotel in downtown Pensacola Tuesday for a look at the proposed new bridge over Pensacola Bay. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Representatives from the Jacksonville-based consulting firm Reynolds Smith & Hills unveiled the most current plan using the so-called West Central Corridor to the project advisory group. 14 members representing local government, business, and residents.
The people on the project advisory group were very positive in their responses and their look at our, basically, the alignment that we're looking at as our preferred alignment for the Pensacola Bay Bridge.
Ian Satter with DOT says the new bridge would feature some major changes, both aesthetic and practical, from what's now on the 54-year-old span.
One of the things that we're looking at doing is making those two three-lane facilities, so a total of six lanes for that bridge, with some pedestrian features like sidewalks out there. The bridge will also be raised in the center there from about 50 feet to about 65 feet.
Well, I think that a project of this magnitude takes an awful lot of work and an awful lot of pre-planning, and I think the process is going on about as well as can be expected.
Gulf Breeze City Manager Buzz Eddy is among the community leaders in Gulf Breeze and Pensacola who are cautiously optimistic about the job RS&H has done so far.
They've already submitted this report to the federal highway people, and I believe they're responsible for most of the funding. Once they've gotten the green light from Federal Highway to hold a public hearing, that will happen on June 10th. Then final adjustments to the plans will be made, and then DOT will try to hire a firm to actually construct the bridge.
None of the plans for the new Pensacola Bay Bridge will be finalized until after that public hearing, also to be held at the Crowne Plaza Hotel. The format will be an informal open house, complete with videos, diagrams, and FDOT officials taking comments and answering questions. But Eddy says whatever's decided will have an impact on Gulf Breeze.
Well, you know, it's a $600 million construction project. We have a major impact when there's a car with a flat tire. So you're going to have cranes and boats and pile driving and new bridge panels being constructed, and you know, it's all going to have a major impact. Progress requires a few broken eggs, and that's the kind of thing we're going to have to put up with.
On the other side of the coin, Eddy concedes that a $600 million five-year project will certainly benefit the local economy when construction begins in 2017. However, at this point, $100 million of that price tag is yet to be secured. Once again, DOT's Ian Satter.
We're looking at ways for some of those costs to go down. That is what we currently have budgeted. But we are seeing bid savings across the state where projects are coming in under budget. We're able to take those savings from those projects and put them towards other projects. DOT is looking at several different things. And obviously, the contractor who is hired to do the job is going to look for ways to bring down the cost of that project as well.
Some residents and businesses are concerned over the alignment of the new bridge on both the Pensacola and Gulf Breeze sides. Satter says the West Central Corridor, now favored by Reynolds Smith & Hills, is to the west of the old bridge's footprint.
Once that facility is built, then we will transfer traffic to the new bridge section. We will demolish the old Pensacola Bay Bridge, and then we will build the westbound lanes, the westbound bridge. So that's why it's called the Central Western Alignment.
Project manager Dan Christoff told the gathering Tuesday that four traffic lanes would remain open at all times, with no obstructions to businesses near each end of the bridge. And for Gulf Breeze's Buzz Eddy, the new bridge means much fewer traffic snarls at mid-span.
Yes, it will be much improved. I mean, it'll be the same kind of cross-section that you see on the Escambia Bay Bridge, and just the ability to pull off on either side, the inside lane or the outside lane, is really going to be a major improvement.
More information about the Pensacola Bay Bridge project can be found at PensacolaBayBridge.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.